Hey everyone, Dick Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, with barely any time left for yourself? Like you're saying yes to everything, even when your inner voice screams no? Well, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, where taking time for ourselves is often seen as selfish. But let me tell you something. Setting healthy boundaries is not about being selfish, it's about self-preservation. It's about making sure you have the energy and mental space to show up as your best self, both personally and professionally. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of boundaries and how creating them can be the ultimate superpower for your well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to setting those healthy boundaries. First, understand that saying no is a complete sentence. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation or justification. Sometimes a simple, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now," is all you need. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. Second, learn to differentiate between your responsibilities and your obligations. There's a difference between something you need to do and something you want to do. Are you saying yes out of guilt or pressure? Are you putting others' needs before your own? Take a moment to honestly assess what's truly important. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Be upfront about your limits and expectations. "I'm happy to help with this project, but I can only commit to X hours per week," is much clearer than leaving things vague. Fourth, remember that boundaries are not set in stone. Life is constantly evolving, so are your needs and priorities. It's okay to revisit and adjust your boundaries as you go. What worked for you last year might not work for you this year. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can be a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel pressured or uncomfortable, but remember why you set these boundaries in the first place: to protect your well-being and show up as your best self. It's about creating space for what truly matters. Think about the last time someone asked you to do something, even though you were already swamped. Did you feel pressured? Overwhelmed? Maybe a little resentful? I know I have. But now imagine if you had simply said no with confidence and clarity. That's the power of setting boundaries. It takes practice, but it can be incredibly liberating. Now, let me share a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. A few years ago, I was juggling way too much work, freelance projects, social commitments, you name it. I felt constantly pulled in different directions, and my stress levels were sky high. Then, something clicked. I realized that I had to prioritize my well-being and set some boundaries. So, I started saying no more often. To events I wasn't truly interested in, to projects that didn't align with my goals, even to certain people who consistently drained my energy. It felt weird at first, but slowly, something amazing happened. I had more time and energy for the things that truly mattered. Spending time with loved ones, pursuing my passions, and simply relaxing and recharging. My stress levels plummeted, my productivity soared, and I started feeling genuinely happy and fulfilled. The key takeaway: setting boundaries wasn't about being selfish, it was about investing in myself so I could show up as the best version of me for the world. So, remember folks, setting healthy boundaries is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and creating space for what truly matters. You deserve to have a life that feels balanced, fulfilling, and genuinely yours. Now, go out there and make those boundaries. Share this episode with someone who could use a boost in their self-care journey. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We'll be back tomorrow with another 5-minute idea fix to help you brainstorm your way to a brighter day. Catch you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.